River Lake Solar Studio. This is your Metro Kia of Madison Sports Center.
Good morning, Madison. My name is Riley Yauch, and this is your Sports Center update brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of smoke-free slots and the highest payout percentage in the area. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, more spins, more wins, more fun. Starting in baseball, believe it or not, as yesterday afternoon, Brewers manager Pat Murphy was named the NL Manager of the Year, and Brewers GM Matt Arnold was named the MLB's Executive of the Year by the Sporting News. The Sporting News has been doing this since 1936, in case you're wondering of the validity, and the votes were done by players, managers, and executives of all 30 teams. The official MLB awards will be announced in November. Game one of the World Series tonight as well. Yankees-Dodgers, 7:08, first pitch, Central Time. But we're in football season right now, and on the college scene, the Badgers welcome the third-ranked team in the land, the Penn State Nittany Lions, to town tomorrow night under the lights at Camp Randall, 6:30 p.m. kickoff. Game's going to be on NBC. Then the Green Bay Packers will look to take care of business against the Jaguars on Sunday. A big noon kickoff, one could say, on Fox. That's Channel 47 here in Madison.
Metro Kia of Madison, Madison's trusted Kia dealer. Stop into Metro Kia on the east side of Madison or MetroKiaOfMadison.com. Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Edition. The I'm liking Jeff Hafley more and more every day. Edition. The I don't know what Bill Barnwell's talking about here. Edition. The I took Tausch's advice and I just wrote Christian Watson immediately yesterday, especially after Adam Stenovich. Boy, offensive linemen. They're just straight shooters, man. Edition. And all the fun things we do every Friday heading into a Packers game edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jace Wilde in Green Bay. Riley Yauch is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios because Jesse has another Friday off. Riley, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. As I told you before we started, feeling chipper this morning. So
you are always chipper. I find it hard to believe you're not chipper.
And from not his undisclosed location, his location is disclosed this morning. It is the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studios, ESPN Milwaukee at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. I'm a little confused by the combination of dress shirt and Badgers vest. I'm no fashionista, so who am I to judge? It is the Packers Hall of Famer. It's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I just was on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and Chewy, of all people, is asking me, do you like to wear stuff that clashes? I said, I don't even know what that means. Black doesn't really clash with anything, does it?
Well, all right. So for those that are not watching, you know, we try to get you to watch the video stream, right? But I understand people got a lot going on. So, you know, sometimes you can't be watching on YouTube or whatever else. But today, so Tausch has like a charcoal colored hat with a green logo.
Dress hat. Yep.
Whatever you say. A striped dress shirt with like olive and is there some navy in there?
Yeah, I really like this button.
Some tan. And then over the dress shirt.
Well, it's cold and rainy out.
A black Badger vest with the
gotta represent.
Motion
yeah,
W.
Trying to get a dub versus Penn State. So yeah, I gotta represent my school.
So again, I don't know if necessarily.
I'm not asking you to like Cindy Crawford me here. All I'm saying is, does this clash? Because I don't know what clashing.
Yes,
what makes it clashy?
What makes it clashy? It's you got stripes. You got there's no red. It's not like picking up red in the dress shirt. Like if you had like a red dress shirt of some sort. Then only the hat would clash.
Take the vest. I'll take the vest off. Oh no, you know, I'm just going to keep rolling. We're fine. I don't understand clashing. So, I'm all right
clearly.
With it. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't necessarily if we want to start getting into it, I don't know what exactly you're clashing too with purple and gray and everything
purple
else.
Purple and black? I don't think my colors clash. I may not look nice, but I don't think they clash. Look, Chewy's the one who said this to you.
He did. Yeah, and it came out of nowhere.
And he's right.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that he's not right. I don't know. That's not where my eye goes. I just don't get that.
What are you doing in Milwaukee?
What are you doing in Green Bay? This is always something that always annoys me when people ask, what are you doing here? I'm doing the same thing. I'm at a grocery store. I'm getting groceries. What do you mean? What are you doing here? That's always been something. I'm in Milwaukee. I had a fun little event last night, and then we have a fun lunch partner meeting this afternoon. But I'm always...
Seems like that's the answer I was looking for.
I know, but it's like, well, that's fair. So that's what I'm doing here, Jason, in lovely Milwaukee.
Did you not get enough rest last night in Milwaukee?
Were your accommodations
subpar?
No, the accommodations were fantastic. I was over at St. Kate, but I was out. Yeah, we had a good night last night. It was fun.
Okay, I'm always just wanting to know what I'm getting myself into every morning, and now I know your outfit has been critiqued by someone other than me, and you might
been.
Be a little bit tired after a fun night in Milwaukee.
I'm not cranky or tired. It is something. If you want to trigger me, if you want to say, "What are you doing here?" when I'm at a event or a grocery store or something,
Store. If you were at a grocery store, I would know what you were doing.
In fairness,
in the
I'm doing
store.
A radio show in our studio in Milwaukee, which is why I'm here.
Yes, because it's not unusual for you to be doing
it's
the show
unusual.
In Milwaukee. Yep, you're right.
It is not. I'm excited for. My fault. I'm really excited for headlines today. Very excited. I don't know. I have not looked on Twitter if the rendition has been up yet, but I'm very excited about our headlines this weekend.
I am looking forward to seeing how it is received as well. For those of you who have not watched it, I would hope that Jesse, before his latest Friday off, Riley, is this correct? You are now on a streak of every Friday in the month of October is a day that you work, and this is it for you, because the next Friday we'll have will be
I believe, November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So you will have a perfect month of you filling in for Jesse on Fridays.
Yeah, I feel like the closer of the week in the month of October. I come in on Friday. Jesse's had a long week. He's got us through 4 days, and then I come in to slam the door with all
John
our built-in
Axford.
Segments. Exactly, the Axeman.
Bruce Derek Suter. Turnbull.
Ooh.
K-Rod.
Yeah, a lot of closers.
Dan Plesak.
Well, we're happy to have you. Raleigh Fingers. Pete Ladd. We're happy to have you. We're happy to have Tausch in Milwaukee at the Gruber Law Offices One Call That's All Studios. So when you were out and about last night, you did not then get to see Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime?
No, it was a fun event. There's TVs and stuff. And I don't think anybody should be surprised. I think Minnesota is a good football team. I didn't buy in that there are these juggernauts. Mm-hmm. They are deserved of the praise that they got to start off 5-0. But this league's tough, and mm-hmm. I don't think they're built the way they want to be built yet. And you know their O line, I give them a ton of credit. They've gotten a lot better.
Ooh, lost. Darisaw
I said earlier.
Last night.
Yeah, I know. It's hopefully it's nothing major because I think he is a really good football player. But this is the deal. And consistently to win in this league, you got to be good. And you got to be really good. And that's why when people poo-poo beating Arizona by 21 points, I get irritated. Because watch last night. That's how this league works. And when you can dominate and beat somebody, I don't care how bad they are in your opinion, it's impressive. And when that shine gets poo-pooed, I get irritated. Because I know how difficult that is. And what the Rams, everybody thought the Rams aren't very good. But again, a lot of it, this is always the case when you get the schedule and people do these picks. It's not who you play, it's when you play them.
Mm-hmm.
The Packers caught a big break not having to play Puka. And I don't even mm-hmm. know, I don't think Koopa was there either. And their half their O-line was down. So
correct.
This is the Vikings took a tough one. And I think when you start when you start looking at this holistically, this is going to be the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers. And I do declare whoever wins our division, I'm not going to go so far as to say guaranteed the one seed because our division's so difficult. I could see Washington or Philly end up getting it. But the rest of it, I think Green Bay isn't going to be in that position. It's going to be Green Bay and Detroit. Minnesota, I think, kind of showed who they are. And they're good, but they're not good enough to be great.
So then how do you view, if you get irritated, which obviously is very rare, with people poo-pooing the win over the Jags?
It's mainly you that was poo-pooing. Arizona stinks. Oh, Arizona's bad, though.
They do. They stink. But be that as it may, how do you then view this week's game? Because Jacksonville stinks. And if they beat them 38-3, great. If they beat them 38-36, great. But if they were to lose a game like this, there's going to be a lot of criticism, and deservedly so. Right?
Yeah, that's the business. But if they win 24-20, you're going to want them to probably play better because I think they're better, but Las Vegas has it at a 4.5-point spread. The NFL winning games is hard. And then to win big is even more difficult. Green Bay's a better team. They should beat Jacksonville. Doesn't mean they're going to. Minnesota's a better team than the Rams. They didn't beat them. It's on the road in the NFL. It's going to be a difficult deal. And I think if Green Bay wins big, it's going to still be the Wildy narrative of, well, Jacksonville stinks. That's what they should do. That's great. They should go down there and win. But just finding ways to win is that's building that character of your football team so that when you get in and you start playing your best ball in December and January, you're positioned to go chase a championship. This is the season is such a grind. Let's just find a way to figure out to win and then advance on because human nature will tell you, even though I think this young team, this is not going to be a trap game per se, there's a lot of young guys. Everybody, the excitement level for that Detroit game next week is going to be really high. And there ain't going to be anybody saying, well, they stink. They're this. That's not what's going to happen. So just find a way. This is one of these, find a way, go down, probably going to have some hiccups, find a way to win this game and get home. This isn't, I don't think it needs to be anything but that.
Well, they do have a big one looming the following week against the Detroit Lions, and you certainly would love to go in with a four-game winning streak, riding that momentum and playing a dominant football game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. That is the matchup for this Sunday. Last Sunday, they beat the Houston Texans and did so impressively despite turning the ball over three times because their defense played well. I want to get to some of the things that Jeff Hafley had to say yesterday. We got a lot to get to. We got Riley Yauch as our cousin sub of the day, or our, if you'd like to prefer to call him, our regular Friday producer. We'll see if that continues in November.
An RFP?
Either way, Tausch,
acronym.
Don't ask him why he's down there, but Tausch is in Milwaukee at the Grubel offices, One Call That's All Studios, and he has given us a window into his mood, and it's not nearly as nice as one of those windows from Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin.
I'm also down here, since you asked, to I wanted to make sure to validate that Gina is going to be 60. She is indeed going to be 60 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. Get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella. The durability of those materials gets tested. They tens of thousands of times. They get that, you know, the customizable windows, the durability. They do it. Pella offers custom colors and innovative features like shades between the glass. And right now, to celebrate, again, it's validated, even though she does not look it, Gina's 60th birthday. Zero for 60. Put zero down, zero interest. 60 months. Certain restrictions do apply. Hold your appointment on or before November 8th. Get started today at PellaWI.com.
Do they test their windows by banging on them? Is that what they do?
Well, the hinges and the latches. Yeah, they want to make sure they're strong. Boom, boom, test that bad boy. No, I don't think they're not like punching the window. And,
well,
like,
I was just
sharding.
You were banging
and
the table. I thought maybe
yeah,
you were demonstrating
the hinges,
the testing process.
The hinges and all that good stuff. I want to make
Clashy
sure it's strong.
McClasherson. We get ready for Badgers, Nittany Lions, and Packers, Jaguars all show long. More next. It's Wildy and Tausch. It's a beautiful day. What are you doing?
It's getting hot in here.
Get out of here. You buckled to the public criticism.
No, I just, I don't need that in my life. I want positivity today. Positivity Friday. You're not going to beat Penn State with negativity. We're not. So I'm going to be positive today.
You're going to beat Penn State with positivity?
I certainly hope so.
The power of friendship.
Some interesting responses.
Yeah, I don't sense that this outfit. I think this outfit's going to be a one and doneer for old T.
The vest in and of itself, great. The shirt in and of itself, great. And the hat matches much better without the vest. Now it feels like it's all kind of
coming together. Thank you for that positivity. Thanks, Jason.
That's what I'm here for. Yeah. The more intriguing game of the weekend is obviously Badgers, Nittany Lions, right? Like number three team in the country coming to Camp Randall.
Halloween and campus and all the excitement and National League. But yes, I would agree. I think it's a huge challenge, but that's what you're here for. You're not. It's great to play McNeese State and Western Michigan and get dubs. That's great, but this is why kids want to come to Wisconsin. You want to be able to put your talents on the big stage against the big boys. And you want to become big boys, you got to go get it. That's where we're at.
So I don't understand something, and we'll talk more about Badgers and Nittany Lions a little bit later in the show. But this was posted yesterday, and our buddy Rob Domofsky, who's going to join us coming up next, was not at the assistant coach access yesterday. He had a big event for a charity that he is a major piece of, and we'll talk a little bit about that coming up. But Bill Barnwell, who, look, we enjoy some of the content. We give him a hard time about how long his stories are, just like people give me a hard time for how long my questions are. But the bottom line is that, so you know, he does some interesting stuff. And if you skip to the Packers portion of these longer stories, you know, he provides us with some discussion points. This is a discussion point because, in my opinion, it's preposterous. Basically, Bill Barnwell makes the argument that Josh Jacobs has been a disappointment in Green Bay.
Did he say that for fantasy football owners, or did he say for the G&G as a football team?
He's going through all these statistical. Again, I understand there are a lot of people that know a lot more about analytics and such than I do, but he's basically suggesting, based on the numbers, not based on conversation with coaches or anything about how they're utilizing him.
Probably because that won't fit the narrative of the story.
Yeah, I don't like.
I think he probably wrote the story
to work.
He probably wrote the story 2 weeks ago.
Like,
and just plugged it in.
Like we and we'll talk about this a little bit later too, because I did write it with, because you gave me good advice, and I'll push Jeff Hafley to a later week. But in talking with Christian Watson, you know, the dude's got 14 targets. He's got 9 catches on the season.
Tutter.
Two tutters. Yeah.
Two tutters.
But good, the bottom line ratio. is that what I love about Adam Stenovich, and I said this to Bulaga last night on the Homer Hour, which you can hear every weekday 5 to 6 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, is I love offensive linemen, man. Like, they are straight shooters. You can have other guys that are full of you-know-what, but generally speaking, the vast majority of offensive linemen aren't going to BS you. And so Adam Stenovich is a former offensive lineman. You played with him. He was in camp with you for a couple of years. And I asked him if they need to get Christian Watson the ball more, and his answer was, yeah, we do. It's as simple as that. He also, later on, in response to a question about Romeo Doubs, flat out said he was frustrated with his role. So again, no real honesty issues with offensive linemen. He wasn't supposed to say that Yosh Nyman didn't rise to the occasion of competition with Rashid Walker last year, but it wasn't because he was lying that Matt LaFleur said he shouldn't have said it. So, God bless you, Adam Stenovich.
Gesundheit.
Now, he also talked about, and tell me if this is an excuse, Tausch, they had 11 possessions against Houston. 5 three and outs.
Yep.
2 interceptions.
Not good.
That were early in the possession, like
not
first
great.
Or second play of the possession.
58 plays, I believe, right? Was that what
yes,
we said
that's
earlier
it.
This week?
58. Yeah. That's not
and
good, Bob.
So that's obviously a concern. And the three and outs, you want to find rhythm. And I think that's part of Matt LaFleur finding that rhythm in the tempo. It's really hard. And I say this all the time, the beginning of games, why I like the scripted plays and trying to figure things out is because if you get a couple three and outs, I know as an old lineman in my head, I press a little bit. It's like, God, we got it. Let's go. Because you
right?
start falling into that, did we get it? You just need to, rhythm and timing is so important in football. And when you don't have it, it's really tough to recapture it. That's why on defense you never want to give an inch, because you want that doubt and that to creep into guys' heads. And if you want to get more guys involved, and when you have a plethora of talent like Green Bay feels like they do, and I do as well, you need to have plays. You can't get him 15 targets if you only have 58 plays. And then if you get him 15, then Jaden Reed's going to have – and then all of a sudden we're going to be asking about Jaden Reed. Winning solves all of it, because you're a real jerk if you're winning and you're complaining. But when you're losing, and if you lose a couple of games, all of a sudden all that chatter gets a little chirpier.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that, you know, and not to pick on anybody, but you see that when Wisconsin lost a couple of games, a lot of folks on social, former guys, chirp, chirp, chirp.
Yeah.
not a lot of chirp, chirp, chirp lately when you win. That just kind of gives you that how the mindset is. So I love the fact that Steno said that. Now, what are you going to do about it? And I'm sure you're going to have some stuff dialed up. And I'm telling you right now, I have been a Christian Watson fan. I like the pick. I love his talent. Obviously, the injury part has been disappointing for him and for all of his fans. But he has raised himself in my eyes, and I'm guessing in a lot of other people's eyes that really follow this closely. How he's handled this whole ordeal with Romeo and the fact that you know he's disappointed in what's going on. You know he wants more. He wants to eat. And how he's approached this has been so professional. Kudos to him. And I hope he goes and balls out.
I understand that this is going to sound like I'm recommending it because I wrote it. That is not the case. You should read the Christian Watson story today on Madison.com because of what he says and because of the
Give me a little taste in case I don't have time. I'll go check it when I get home.
You got plenty of time. What about these four-minute breaks we do during the radio show?
Yeah, maybe. I'm talking to Big Cat. I don't get to see my Big Cat much. I like going back and hanging with my Big Cat.
I understand. I love hanging with Rob Domofsky. He is scheduled to join us coming up. We'll see. I don't want to put him in a position of ESPN on ESPN crime, but I don't understand the criticism of Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs is fourth in the NFL in rushing yards. He's fourth in the NFL in carries.
You know, a lot of times, Jason, stuff doesn't need oxygen. Like, dumb stuff doesn't always need oxygen.
That's fair. That's fair. What does need oxygen?
I mean, if you don't want to, Josh, he's giving me this look. Obviously, if you want to breathe and live, you need oxygen. But I'm saying if you want something to die, which I think this story should, if I'm being honest, don't give it oxygen. Chlorophyll and all the stuff that you that makes the world go round.
Sunlight, photosynthesis.
Let it die.
So carbon dioxide.
It's a dumb
dioxide.
Premise. I don't need to kiss up to Bill Barnwell. I understand Rob's a teammate. Great. It's a dumb article. I really thought it was a fantasy football deal because then but he scored a touchdown. He got his first catching. He has been everything that you'd want.
Yeah.
He's been great.
Yep.
So it doesn't need oxygen, in my opinion.
Associated Bank is everything you'd want in a bank as well. Not only do they have Packers checking, Badgers checking, and Brewers checking, if you're a sports fan, they also have the best customer service in the industry and early pay, which allows you access to your money up to 2 days early with direct deposit from your employer. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. I have experienced their great customer service for nearly a decade now. They have been amazing to us, and they'll be amazing to you as well. Go to, again, AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Rob Domofsky joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch. You know what that music means? Joining us now is the NFL Nation reporter for the Green Bay Packers on ESPN.com. He's back in his seafoam-colored study from the Vaughn McClure and Jeff Dickerson Foundation Gala. He is Rob Domofsky. Rob, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great. Hey, we missed you at work yesterday, but you were doing something very important. Tell people a little bit before we get into the Packers about the Vaughn McClure and Jeff Dickerson Foundation. You are an integral part of it. Obviously, both Vaughn and Jeff were friends of mine, too, and I just think the world of what you guys are doing down there. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Yeah, so Vaughn and Jeff were the me of the Falcons and the Bears, the ESPN NFL Nation reporters, and we lost both of them too soon. Vaughn, I think in 2021, and Jeff, I guess it was a year later. So we decided to put together a charity foundation to honor things that those guys believed in that affected them, cancer research, mental health research, lupus foundation. And then where I kind of came in is we give journalism scholarships to graduating seniors from the school district / athletic conference that Vaughn, Jeff, and I actually all went to the same area in the Chicago area. And we give two scholarships every year to people from one of those graduating high schools that want to go on to college and do, you know, what we do. I did in my presentation last night, we had some of the winners there. I did tell them that my standard line when I speak to prospective journalists is that I have two words of advice for them. And you know what it is, it's law school. But Vaughn and JD would have told them to dream big. And, you know, they were great guys. $2,500 scholarship to each winner every year for 4 years. So these kids are getting $10,000 over their 4 years. And we presented them last night. I was actually just working up a tweet with the recent winners. So, you know, the Vaughn McClure, Jeff Dickerson Foundation online, people can donate. I think we've raised over $500,000 in the last couple of years for those causes.
So we missed you yesterday. So you did not have to ask Adam Stenovich if he's as unhappy with Josh Jacobs' production as apparently Bill Barnwell is.
Well, and Jason, that's a great. I'm glad you said it that way, that Bill Barnwell is, because the alert, and I appreciate you sending this to me yesterday, it was the alert from ESPN said why Josh Jacobs hasn't been what the Packers expected, which me, that I would think, oh, he has Packers people saying that the Packers are disappointed in him. But that's not what the article, it's not what the article said, it's not what the headline said. It was Bill Barnwell's disappointed in him, not the Packers. Nowhere in the story did it say anything about the Packers being disappointed in him. So I think, and I passed it on to one of my bosses, and they said, well, they read the story and they said, yeah, that's not at all what the story says. Does not say that the Packers are disappointed in him. So bad alert, bad headline, whatever you want to call it. But it's just one guy's opinion, not what the Packers think. So I think that's worth noting. And what is it, fourth in rushing, and he hasn't missed a game, which is one of the reasons that they decided to move on from Aaron Jones, who I believe already has missed.
He did miss a game. Yep.
Oh, burn.
Yeah. Oh, burn. So I think that's all that Tausch said. That's probably about all that deserves.
There's a lot of other things we talked about yesterday without you, including with Jeff Hafley about the addition of Robert Saleh. And look, I understand. I have a reputation of being smitten with certain people. Sometimes I'm right about them. Sometimes I'm very wrong about them. You know, maybe Cap guys and other people that have fooled me. But the bottom line is I'm willing to put myself out there again, because at every turn, Jeff Hafley impresses me with the way he coaches, with the way his players buy in, and the way he basically put any discussion of awkwardness with Robert Saleh on the staff to bed yesterday.
Well, and I thought, honestly, I thought LaFleur did a great job the day before saying, I wouldn't do that to Hafley. I wouldn't bring somebody in. You know, we love what he's doing. I actually just was reading through the Stenovich and Hafley transcripts that I missed yesterday. I'm not going to be there today because I'm actually heading to Jacksonville early, but I want to watch those press conferences.
Taking your clubs with you? You're taking your golf clubs, aren't you? Maybe, you old rascal. You ain't no idiot. All right.
But I do want to watch the press conferences because I think, you know, you get, you know, better feel for it. But I thought the stuff I read for both Hafley, Stenovich, and Bisaccia, as fans, I think, honestly, you know, people are pretty lucky to have those guys as coordinators, not just because – they all seem to be pretty good at their job, because they allow us to allow them to take fans inside of you know, sort of what happened. And then look, they're telling us one eighth of what really goes on, but one eighth is better than a lot of places, you know, let in and let on to. So some really great insights there.
Rob, that's interesting you bring that up, because obviously everybody's in love with Hafley. The defense looks like it's trending in the right way, but how would you grade Bisaccia in his couple years he's been here?
I feel like you ask me that every week, or maybe Chimura asked me that on Monday. I think
Because he was brought in as a savior, if we're being honest. Yeah, he's a head coach, and I think I don't know if it's been as good as everybody thought. I'm just curious what your thoughts are. Yeah, we do like talking about Rich.
I think that's a fair statement, Tausch, that I think people expected them to have the number, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 special teams unit in the league, and that no returns were going to come out. They were never going to get any penalties. They were going to make every kick. It's sort of like the injury bug thing, which people have, you know, harped on for years. Oh, the training staff stinks because they're injured, right? Well, the strength staff stinks. They're injured. These things kind of, I know the Packers have had a special teams, you know, issues for quite a while. They've also had a run defense issue for quite a while, and I'm not willing to sit here and say that they've solved that yet either. But I do think the way guys play for Rich, is maybe a little bit more emblematic than, you know, his impact there than, you know, straight up rankings or whatever. I do feel, whether they're as productive as they want to be and as efficient as they want to be or not, I do feel like there's a vibe around the special teams unit that guys, you know, they take pride in it. They want to play for Rich. And I think in the end, that's going to help more than it's going to hurt.
Okay, that's a good answer. When you start looking at the pass rush and what we saw last week against, not a great offensive line, is that problem solved? And then, you know, if Devontae Wyatt's back, who are you putting out there in a nickel situation? Who are you putting out there as your four to get after him?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've seen – the great thing is they're not just going to put the same four out there every time, which I think is one of the beauties of where they're at right now, not just with Hafley, but with their available body situation. There's times where they line up all four of the quote-unquote defensive end edge rushers across the line and rush. I mean, we've seen it where, you know, it's been 52, 55, 90, and 91. I mean, that's four edge guys down. Then we've seen, you know, early in the year, Wyatt was getting a lot of the nickel work with Kenny Clark. Let's face it, Wyatt's a better pass rusher than, you know, TJ Slayton or Carl Brooks or Colby Wooden. But those guys can go too now.
I don't know about Carl Brooks. I don't know if I'd say that he's that much better. Carl Brooks been pretty good.
Yes, pretty good. Yes. pretty good. The thing that's great, though, and I thought what Hafley did yesterday or Sunday was, like, everyone wants to talk about how he blitzed. Well, yes, he blitzed, but that doesn't mean necessarily always sending more than four. I mean, the Xavier McKinney sack was a safety blitz, but it was still a four-man rush. Eric Wilson, one of his two sacks was on a straight four-man rush. The other was a six-man pressure. So, from the bottom line is they only sent five or more, I think, 17% of the time, but yet they still got pressure because of the creativity. Now, that doesn't mean that every week you're going to be able to line up, you know, Eric Wilson here or McKinney or blitz this guy or blitz that guy. That's, I think, the beauty of what we've seen so far is that they can do different things differently. It's not just, all right, here's the nickel. This corner always comes in for this lineman, and everybody knows what's happening. And that's oversimplifying what some defensive coordinators have done here in the past and around the league, but that's basically what some guys do, and that is not what this year has been so far through seven games on defense.
Yeah, and Evan Williams, Jason's guy, a.k.a. Micah Hyde, he's pretty much taken over at that other safety spot, has he not?
Yeah. Well, hey, can I get a little credit for that being my guy, too? I'm the one who asked Jeff Hafley after the first game where Evan Williams didn't play, why didn't you play this guy? Because he made a million plays in training camp.
Oh, so you were first on that. Jason has made it out like he's been – the president of the Evan Williams fan club.
I just said I asked the question.
Okay. Now I'm starting to. All right. Okay. So he's always talking plagiarism. It sounds like he stole your thunder, Rob. Way to go, Jason.
You can't plagiarize. There's no such thing as a plagiarized question.
Just
just for folks that are curious about the timeline, the conversation about Micah Hyde 2.0 was on July 31st. Rob Domofsky asked, why didn't the guy play in the opener, which was played on September 6th? Let's talk about another.
My question, had Jason asked it, it would have been a lot longer question.
Oh, there's we could disagree on a lot of things. Nobody's going to disagree on that.
Well, yesterday I asked a pretty short question of Rich Bisaccia, which was what makes a good defensive coordinator? And I got another, you're unbelievable. And then he refused to answer the question.
Ooh,
so I'm down on Rich Bisaccia. I'm going to stay in my lane. Okay, you've been in the league 25 years. You probably know what makes a good defensive coordinator. Perfectly reasonable question. And an
opportunity, by the
way.
Would it have been insulting? You've said what makes a good special teams coordinator? Would that have been an insult to him?
As some in our YouTube comments and fans of our show have asked, I did ask him to assess where their special teams units are 2.5 years into his time, and he did not give the most direct of answers. I'm a little down on him today.
You were there fighting the good fight for us, especially since I wasn't able to be there yesterday, so we appreciate that.
The highlight, though, was after he snubbed me and was sarcastically calling me unbelievable, he left by saying, "Go Yankees," and I shouted back at him, "Go Dodgers."
Good one.
I like that.
And he laughed. So, exactly. I channeled my inner Rob Domofsky. All right, Rob, I don't think this is stirring up drama, in fact, because this guy is not dramatic. But Christian Watson doesn't get the ball enough. He needs the ball more. And I was just saying to Tausch before you joined about how offensive linemen tend to be straight shooters. Stanovich yesterday, very simple. Yeah, we do need to get him the ball more.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Why hasn't that happened, and what do you expect to happen next?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, they haven't taken as many deep shots down the field, and that's where Christian's going. But I'll tell you what, I mean, the quantity might not be there, but the quality is. I mean, that fourth and one play a couple of weeks ago was as good a throw and catch and a sign that, you know, Jordan Love can go to Christian Watson, you know, whenever he wants. And again, there's another reason why I want to listen to Steno, but it sure sounds like, you know, Steno says that he needs to get the ball more. And my guess, knowing Christian Watson, is that Steno's saying that because Watson has gone about it the right way. Like, has not complained publicly. You know, who knows what he said behind closed doors. But, you know, you want to talk about a team guy and a guy who gets it. I mean, that's Christian Watson every day of the week since he's been here for the last 2.5, you know, 3 years. And I think that's, you know, coaches, quarterbacks, they want to get guys like that the ball. And I wouldn't be, you know, look, I'm not saying that when Romeo's first game back that they threw him 2 touchdowns because they needed to get him back going again. But I wouldn't be surprised if they figure out a way. You know, maybe it's not the open up the game with the shot play like they did in Detroit last year, or first play of the game. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see a few more opportunities for Christian Watson this week.
Prize picks. Okay, thank you, Rob. Thank you, Rob.
And thank you to Steno for flat out saying that Romeo was frustrated with his role also. We want to thank you for that, because that was something that no one else had said publicly.
No, you can't comment on anything Romeo Doubs. That's off the table. Nobody can comment on that.
That's what I've heard. Hey, Rob, before you go golfing down in Jacksonville.
You playing TPC Sawgrass down there?
No, I think, to be honest with you, I think I'm playing somewhere better, a little bit more exclusive.
Whoa!
Anybody with $550 can go play Sawgrass. So
okay,
playing another place that was a nice hookup from a friend of mine down there. So
it's nice to know people, Rob. Yeah.
Ask Tausch about the
time. Would Jason break 200? Would Jason, if he played every rule, would he break 200 at this course that you're going to play?
I've never been there, but it supposedly is right on the ocean.
He's not.
And I am playing with a friend of mine who set this up. Who, if you look at the list,
Jim Furyk, Jimmy Furyk.
If you look at the list of golfers that have won the NCAA individual championship starting in about 1993, you would have heard of every one of them except for this my guy who won it in 2002, I believe, for the University of Florida. A good friend of mine tried like heck to play out there, played in the U.S. Open, played in some PGA Tour events, just never could quite get there. So I'm going to feel like whatever I shoot feels like 200 playing with my guy.
So you're saying Jason wouldn't break 200?
I don't know why you do this.
I don't know. It's fun for me. That's why I do it. Because it's fun for me.
Yeah, it's fun for me too.
But look at your old buddy not selling you out. That's that's a good friend, Big Rob.
Yeah, that's where we are. We are good friends. One last thing for you, so you can get packed and make sure that you have the correct putter, since I know you had one for about 2 weeks that ended up on Facebook Marketplace because it wasn't working with it for you.
Better ending up on Facebook Marketplace than where some of my other putters have ended up, and that's trees, water.
I definitely see you in the temper.
Cans.
You're a temper guy out there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I've tried to tone it down, though. I did throw about four or five years ago. I tossed a putter into a lake and didn't realize how deep the water was.
So how did you putt the rest of the round?
That was the last hole.
Well, you're smart. At least you're smart about your temper. If I could get my last question in so we can let you go,
for it.
Tausch was getting after me for my poo-pooing of the win over the Cardinals. And we can get Jesse on the line to tell us how many weeks ago that was technically in his world. But
like
they're not very good, right? They're not very good. Yeah. The Jacksonville Jaguars aren't very good. So when you have the game looming, I'm not talking about trap games here. I'm talking about momentum, which I still believe is real. You can't stub your toe in a game like this against a team that is struggling. What are your expectations for Sunday?
Well, that's why I thought, you know, beating the Texans was important for a couple of reasons. One, let's see if they can put a streak together. And two, that they beat a good team. I mean, like, you know, the better teams that they had played beat them. Philadelphia beat them. Minnesota beat them. Those teams, and I believe going into that game last week, those three teams, Philly, Minnesota, and Houston, were combined 13-3. And the four teams that the Packers had beat were a combined 7-15. So, like, just, you know, not only just keeping it going from a momentum standpoint, but beating a good team on the way. And now you have a chance to, you know, to rattle off 3-4 in a row or whatever going into the bye week. And I don't think – I mean, they only play 17 of these. This isn't the NBA where you can go into, you know, a game knowing, you know, hey, I got the Celtics, tomorrow night, but we got the who's a bad team in the NBA now. You got the I don't even know who's bad anymore. You got the Orlando Magic, and you're going to take a night off.
I don't think
that's the way it works. I don't think that's the way it works in the NFL. Tausch, you'd know better than me, but you only get 17 of these.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that they're each one in and of itself. They're just so important that I don't believe in the whole, you know, looking ahead, trap game. I mean, you can maybe not be prepared with a good game plan. Maybe you didn't study as well as you should have, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's because of the opponent. Who knows what guys have going on, you know, in their lives. So I would be very surprised if they lose the game because they didn't take it seriously. I mean, they may lose the game. I don't think it'll be because of that.
All right, Rob, safe travels to Jacksonville. I hope you play well with your buddy who you basically pointed out is the only one since 1993 to win a NCAA title and not become a top flight pro golfer. But he wouldn't be friends with you if he'd have hit it big, I'm guessing. Have a great time, and we'll see you when you get back.
All right, guys. We'll be seeing you.
That is the outstanding Rob Domofsky. He will be, you can read all of his stuff at ESPN.com and ESPNWisconsin.com. Boy, I thought he handled the Bill Barnwell question very adeptly.
Yeah, he's a pro. Rob's a pro. He's been around a long time.
He has been.
around for a long time, and he is definitely a
We have that pro. Audio on Bisaccia. I'd kind of like to hear that YouTube squawking.
I don't know how much of the audio made it onto the internet, but I will see if I can track it down for you since you're intrigued by that. I want to talk about one thing that Rob said there. We'll talk about it next. It's Wilde and Tausch. I didn't really want to do this, but I think Tausch is intrigued by it, and I know Joshy cut the audio. So, I'm not gonna sugarcoat this. This pissed me off.
Which part?
Being dismissed by Rich yesterday. This irritated me. It irritated me. So we asked Rich Bisaccia all kinds of special teams questions yesterday for roughly 10 minutes. And as we were finishing things up, I'm working on a Jeff Hafley story. I think it's a really positive story with good reason. And the guy's coached in the NFL for 2+ decades. He certainly knows good coaching. I thought this would be a reasonable question. It did not play out the way I thought. Here is, courtesy of Packers.com, my interaction with Rich Bisaccia yesterday about Jeff Hafley.
Hey, Rich, I know you focus on your area, but you know good coaches. I'm curious, what makes a good defensive coordinator in your experience coaching in this league for as long as you have? And when you look at Hafley,
you don't believe him. You're absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, good way, right?
Ask me something else. Ask me about teams. Keep me in my lane today. I'm worried about a game. Got to go to Jacksonville and play a game. Got to play a little bit better than we played last week. Special teams.
Oh, we cut off the part where I say I don't have any special teams questions for you. And that's how the press conference ended, because I was pissed. Look, Tausch, am I not being the bigger person like Stephon Diggs?
No, you're not, but that's who you are. So he doesn't have to answer your questions. You know that. That's always, you can control what you write. And yeah. As players and coaches, it's we always understand that you're always going to get the last word. But I think he should understand that you're probably going to write a nice piece about Jeff Hafley and the fact that he's obviously irritated with you. I don't know if he likes you. I think that's kind of where you're at. And in all fairness, I think this is what I'm frustrated about. He's kind of anointed himself as like this guru of special teams. Listen, man, he's been doing this a long time. He's a head coach. He was a head coach. I respect his resume as a coach. He's done it a long time. You sacrifice a lot. All I've been saying this the last couple of weeks is I don't necessarily know if the juice has been worth the squeeze paying. You know, you paid top dollar to get him in here. He handpicks a kicker. It's no longer with the team, and that position has been completely fluxed. So that's my point on it. I don't know nothing about him personally. Don't care. Like, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but he's comes across like you sometimes, a little smug. He's got a little smugness to him. Jeez. And I'm guessing both of your smugginess is why you guys are like a couple old rams. That's why you guys see the little blah, 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 because y'all are both trying to kind of get your space, and yesterday he wasn't interested in it. That's my read on the situation.
Our relationship is fine. I talk to him outside of the press conferences multiple times. When he's in the locker room, when he comes through, he always stops and we chat. Like, we're fine. But yesterday, he really pissed me off because I don't think that was in any way an unfair or ridiculous question. You know, that's the second time he's given me the, you're unbelievable. I do ask questions that are not
necessarily mainstream all the time. I get that. And I get that that could be occasionally annoying. But what you said is exactly right. And that is, it's going to be a positive story about Jeff Hafley. And he's been in the league long enough, he's smart enough to know how the defense is playing, that this is a story that it wouldn't hurt to for a veteran coach who's 64 years old to talk about what makes good coaches and talk about what Jeff Hafley does. Now, he doesn't want to do that. You're right. That is 100% within his rights. But that was not – we talked about his lane for quite a while. And quite frankly, when I asked him to assess special teams in the last 2.5 years under his watch, he didn't exactly drive in his lane with a extensive answer about what he – was pleased with and what he has not delivered on. So, again, you're right. He has every right to not answer a question. But, you know, he got after Bill Huber for asking about Matt Orzech's job security, the long snapper. And that was immediately before my question. We covered a lot of special teams. Go Dodgers. All right, that'll be the last of that. We got a lot to get through and to in the 10 o'clock hour. Among those things will be the Green and Gold game preview, Steinhoffel sleepers of the week, and you're going to want to stay tuned for the 11 o'clock hour for the headlines portion of the program. But to make it to all that, you've got to stay in your lane. You've got to have forward motion syndrome. You've got to keep moving forward on Wilde and Tausch. But maybe you could just stop at Quick Trip before you do.
And it's Packers season, so enter today for great prizes throughout this season. And only with the Quick Rewards Packers Zone from Quick Trip, you could win a 2024 Chevy Traverse Z71, an Aaron snowblower, Packer game tickets, and more. All the things we love here on Wilde and Tausch. And entering is easy. Use your Quick Rewards when making purchases at Quick Trip, and you'll earn a Fan Zone point for every dollar you spend at Quick Trip. Every buck. Just stop in, grab some glaze or some Dunkers, get a little Nature's Touch milk on your weekend morning trip before you head to the fields with your family. Or simply just fill up your tank. Boom! Fan Zone points, keep track of them, let them roll on in, and you can start using them for Packer tickets. And now through October 31st, one winner will get 18 tickets to a Packers private suite experience for that November 24th game at 325. Start spending today with all these Packer Zone prizes. Download the Quick Rewards app in your app store. Visit quicktrip.com/fanzone for full details.
The 10 o'clock hour kicks off with the Green and Gold game preview presented by Riley Yauch. We'll do it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.